Welcome back to the Brentwood Academy podcast. Today we're talking with Dr. Jason Powell, the new Director of Development for Brentwood Academy. We talk about biblical generosity, why we give, and you'll get to know the heart behind this department. So this is a unique opportunity for us to get to introduce our Brentwood Academy community and listeners out there to know a little bit more about you. You've been around for a little while. We know and love you, but there are some people who might be seeing you in this brand new role for the first time. So congratulations on your new position as the Director of Development for Brentwood Academy.
Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah. So let's start with the basics. We got to hear about that sweet wife, Amy, of yours and your kids.
Amy Powell is my example of grace, of God giving me something that I never could deserve. And that goes back to when we were school teachers in 1996 across the hall from one another.
What were you guys teaching?
Where we met. I was teaching middle school mathematics and she was teaching English and science.
And you were just teachers in the same
teachers
school?
Teachers in the same school across
Were your classrooms hall. Literally across from
they
each other?
They were literally across the hall from one another.
That's awesome. How long did you teach before you started dating?
Over 7 months. It was, she came to a Super Bowl party when the Cowboys finally avenged their losing history against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So she came over to a Super Bowl party I hosted, and I got up the confidence to ask her on a date after that.
Ah, I love it. And so that love of education for both of you has continued and along your journey, but let's make sure we introduce your girls too.
Well, our oldest is Caroline. Caroline is an alumna from Brentwood Academy's class of 2021. And she's a sophomore at the University of Tennessee. And she was so prepared after being here at Brentwood Academy. The first year was adjustment to college life. And I think she's grinding now. She's a double major in math and Spanish. And I think now she's having to work on the schoolwork.
We hear people say that sometimes when they get to college after Brentwood Academy's, you know, wonderful, challenging education, that sometimes college can be a little bit easier for them.
Yes, and Caroline came as a freshman here to Brentwood Academy, and I was just thinking about a story when Barbara Stewart, our late beloved history teacher from so many years, called us that spring and said, Caroline's doing well, but I really think she should try youth and government. And we asked the question, well, where would she go? And Mrs. Stewart said downtown, and we said, well, who would she stay with? And she said, well, she'd stay in a hotel. And we said, our ninth grade daughter downtown in a hotel. And that was really just an example, though, of the mission being alive and someone seeing and knowing Caroline. And we watched her begin to flourish from that point.
And I think so many of us as Brentwood Academy parents have stories like that where someone saw a little extra something in our child. And I think that goes back to our mission of making sure that students at BA are known, loved and known. It's one of my favorite parts of the school. You also have Elizabeth.
I do. Elizabeth Powell is a senior here at Brentwood Academy. My goodness, she's our middle daughter. Just, I can see her now in my mind's eye, a little two-year-old holding a pen, making little an array of dots on a piece of paper, loving detail, loving design. And through her time here, she's worked with different ways of using those skills. She's the editor of the Flight magazine and of the yearbook, but it was in her junior year, again, when someone encouraged her to try robotics. And Elizabeth, robotics? It was this question for our family. But, again, someone here at BA saw something, and she just grabbed a hold of the engineering notebook, totally transformed her plans, and now she's going to be studying architecture at the University of Tennessee coming up here this fall.
Aw, proud dad there. That's awesome. And one more, right?
Mary Virginia Powell. Mary Virginia is our 16-year-old sophomore. She's number three. She is our cowgirl ballerina, I used to call her. Where I worked in a school in Orlando, I would hear Amy and the three girls coming down the hallway to see me in my office, and Mary Virginia would be in her pink tutu and her red cowgirl boots. And that is Mary Virginia Powell personified.
I love it. I love it. So you mentioned Florida. That's where you guys are from, right? You were working for a school. Your first job was in Florida teaching, right?
That's right. Yes. I'm a ninth generation descendant of a Florida pioneer family. So that's where my family's always been.
And then what brought you to this area?
We came to this area as a sense of a calling. Amy and I had been prayerfully considering what would be next for us and our girls. And a colleague of mine, Ken Cheeseman, has deep connections to Brentwood Academy.
Yes, he does.
Ken was the departing headmaster at St. Paul Christian Academy in Green Hills. He'd been there 17 years, And he'd been given some thought and prayer to how his succession plan would work. And he called at the right time. And Amy and I, through a long process, discerned that, wow, God's really calling us to Middle Tennessee. And I had heard of Brentwood Academy. I hadn't heard of St. Paul other than from Ken. And it was this call to Middle Tennessee and high-quality Christ-centered education that brought us here and has kept us here.
So you were in the shoes that so many of our parents are, where you are trying to determine between some incredible private school opportunities in the Nashville area. You were making that decision, just like all of our parents have, about where you send Caroline to begin with. What was it about BA that helped you to make that decision and for it to be a clear decision for your family?
It was a clear decision for Amy and me before we ever looked at a school. Because in 2006, when I became the leader of the Christ School in Orlando, Florida, I set out to learn about the best in our industry of quality Christian education. And that road led to learning of Brentwood Academy. And God is a God of immeasurably more. We never imagined that our children would be able to participate in the mission of BA. But as you know, we had an entering seventh grader and an entering ninth grader, and we get to make the decisions, but we want them to be on board. And so they did shadow and visit some other schools. And again, Amy and I knew where they were going to be. And they came home and said, what was different about Brentwood Academy is that the teachers respect the students and the students respect the teachers. Mm. And that was their takeaway that led to us being more confident. And we learned last night we have an authoritative parenting model, not an authoritarian, but an authoritative. So we were going to make the decision, but it was surely good to have them on board.
For sure. So when they came as ninth and seventh graders, did you ever imagine that you would come along as well?
Never, never. It's just, again, that verse of James and the passage of God being a God of immeasurably more. Never imagined that I would be able to be here and being part of the mission and ministry directly, hands-on every day. It's just one of those blessings and a story we can't write.
We hear Kurt Masters say so often, I know I have since we entered in 2009 with a sixth grader, but if God has brought your children here, he's brought you here as well as a parent. And you and I both took that quite literally as now employees of Brentwood Academy.
Yes, yes.
For sure. But it's a privilege and an opportunity. So I have heard you use the term biblical generosity and the concept of that. And that is something that you learned from your grandparents. And I wanted you to share about that.
Oh, well, I was thinking today in our faculty meeting, we all sang Jesus Loves Me. Mm-hmm. And I could hear my grandmother Powell's voice singing that song, teaching me to sing that song. But she taught me a lot. And she taught me by what she wrote in my birthday cards. And I can see her handwriting and I can see scripture. And she taught me the principle of generous giving. I am not a generous person, naturally. I am very stingy and greedy. And God has used that influence of her, specifically Malachi 3:10, where God tells us in Scripture to test him with our giving and to trust him, and that he will open up a generous blessing when we trust him. And my grandmother was insistent on the tithe, the old biblical principle of a tithe, and she instilled that in me. And I decided that that didn't apply to me because I was serving in education. And I said, well, I'm giving my talents. I don't necessarily make the compensation some of my friends do. They can do the tithe. Well, God woke me up in the middle of the night in 1997. Amy and I were first married. We were leading a Crown ministry class. And I'll always remember that as a moment and hearing my grandmother's words about testing and trusting and open-handed. Whose resources are these? They're God's. In that same study in Chronicles, we had a memory verse. Everything in the heavens is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. And it's by your hand that men are given strength and given wealth. And that's for God's purposes. So the view of generosity is that God has all the resources he needs. He's given those resources to his people. And generosity is an act of blessing where someone can be blessed by sharing what God has given to them. So my grandmother helped give me that view. My mother was a single mother and a school teacher, and I watched my mother sacrifice so that we didn't have central heat and air in our house, but we could have OP and lightning bolt shirts, maybe one or two back in the 80s. And, but that was, I remember my mother sending a check to me at Florida State or an envelope with a $5 bill in it. And I knew that my mother forewent lunch one day. She was a school teacher, so that she could send that money and the joy that it gave her to send that $5 bill. And those are some of those early stories of generosity.
Mm-hmm. And sacrificial giving, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. So in order to be in a position like the one that you're in as the director of development, someone whose job is to ask people for gifts, sometimes sacrificial gifts, but to open their heart in a generous way to our school, it's something that you have to be really passionate about. Why are you so passionate about BA?
I'm passionate about BA because we are a school committed to glorifying God through excellence in education, through the body, the mind, the spirit, all parts of the child. And when I had that time to learn about Christian education, I had a previous career of leadership in public schools. And in 2006, when I made that shift, as I said earlier, I set out to learn from the best. And I saw Brentwood Academy from afar as a school that was independent, which I think is very important for that passion, not a part of a specific church or denomination, but an independent, decidedly Christ-centered school committed to excellence in all that we do. And that, to me, is the most full example of education, where it's excellence in those three facets of our triangle for the glory of God, not for our glory and not to brag on. And we get up every day, and it's a hard fight. What we're doing is difficult. There are challenges to what we're doing. We are pushing back against darkness every day, sharing the light of the gospel through our actions, and then hopefully also through our words. Sometimes the words actually are even easier, but it's our actions that we see of how a coach interacts with one of their players after a loss, how a teacher interacts with a student to stretch and challenge them, to point them to Jesus through doing the job that we do well. That gets me excited. That's a mission that's worthy of a sacrificial investment. And I don't see that as an ask or a solicitation. I see it as an invitation to come be part of what God is doing here at 219 Granny White Pike.
You used the word excellence a couple of times in that. Excellence is expensive.
It sure is. A thought leader who I studied a lot as I learned about Christian education, he had a great quote. Bruce Lockerbie is his name. And he said, "Christian schools are bathed in prayer and fueled by dollars." And that's so true. Even from a biblical perspective, if we think about Nehemiah building the wall, the rebuilding of the wall was bathed in prayer, but then he posted guards and he went to work. Well, to have excellence in Christian education, it is expensive to do it and to have high-quality faculty and staff and programs and facilities. You can't do it on the cheap. We'd love to. We can't. It's worthy of the investment.
Mm-hmm. A lot of what you do deals with, you have the opportunity to interact with our alumni who were able to come through and experience the privilege of going to Brentwood Academy, benefiting from their opportunities and their programs. What, I think you've mentioned before that in order to continue that, those are the people we need to plug in so that other people, the future, can experience what they've experienced at BA.
Absolutely. I'm thinking about yesterday, Kelly Smith, a colleague on our development team who has a strong focus on alumni relations. It's all of our focus at Brentwood Academy. But Kelly and I were visiting with an alum from the class of 2003. And what is so joyful is to spend the time with these alums and ask them their BA story. That's all we have to ask, is tell us your story. And then to ask them about how they would like to engage better with Brentwood Academy. So I hope that many of our alums hear this podcast and that they hear and know that we want to know them. We want to know their BA story. We want to know what it is that they carry forward with them, from whether they're from the class of 1973 or the upcoming class of 2023. Mm-hmm. What is their BA story and why that matters to them?
Mm-hmm. One of the challenges I would guess that you meet, because I know that for myself, there was quite an education for me as a Brentwood Academy parent to understand that when I write my tuition check, that is totally separate from the monies that we need to operate and grow and be the excellent school that we are. What are the challenges of educating people? And in the most simplistic terms, how do you explain the difference between what our tuition dollars go to and our giving above and beyond that?
Well, our tuition dollars is a great question, Jennifer, and it's a fair question. Some people may be having their first experience in an independent school. So our tuition dollars, those cover about 95% of the cost to operate the school. So the first next 5% to get to that 100% of the cost, that's when you hear about an annual fund. An annual fund is voluntary gift support that parents, alumni, parents of alumni, grandparents, faculty and staff, trustees, all come together to make that annual gift that shores up the operating expenses so that we can move forward every year with programmatic enhancements. If we just stayed status quo, we would fall behind. So every year we make an investment, such as academic support this year or our Christian life programming. Well, the annual fund helps us complete that operating budget to deliver that margin of excellence. But that's only the operations of the school. So we are walking in the hallways and standing on the shoulders of people who went before us. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of our first graduating class. They're going to have their reunion, the class of 1973, and their families made the sacrifice for the facilities, for the brick and mortar. In independent schools, our facilities are solely funded through voluntary gift support from our families. So I like to think of it as it's now my turn. When Amy and I considered our own contribution to the future of Brentwood Academy, we were thoughtful about that and how blessed our girls are to be in the buildings and have access to the facilities. And we want to do our part and invest in the future so that hopefully our children's children will be standing on our shoulders and those of our peers.
And the annual fund is just one of the ways to give. There's a lot of opportunities for people to get involved in various ways. One of the things we did new this year was our Alumni Day of Giving. Tell us more about that. What a great idea that was.
Well, the Alumni Day of Giving was special because we were able to use some technology to speak the language our alums speak. And I'll tell you, there are a lot of highlights from that day. The Alumni Day of Giving and the parents of alumni participation from that day and prior exceeded $100,000. That's a beautiful metric, but that's not the one that makes us smile. The one that makes us smile, Jennifer, is we had 24 students who are college age who made a first-time gift to the Brentwood Academy Annual Fund. And those are alums who are choosing to make an investment. Many of them did their graduation year, $20.21. And that was their one of their first philanthropic gifts ever, probably, and definitely their first to Brentwood Academy.
That's pretty awesome. And am I correct that we had people who chose to give on that day that represented every single class from the beginning of Brentwood Academy?
That's correct. So it was a special day.
Yeah, really awesome. Help me explain endowment gifts, how people can give and what those go toward.
When we think about endowment gifts, that falls into a larger category of planned gifts. So there are some people who are ready to think about legacy giving and beyond their time, how can the things they value move forward? And Brentwood Academy is one of those areas where people like to make an investment. We had a generous estate gift this year that just this week that will go into our Brentwood Academy endowment to help ensure that students with receive needs-based financial assistance. So a planned gift is really a way to think about not just our current students, but again, their children and preserving the mission in the future. So our endowment has specific categories and examples as we have a Barbara Stewart endowed fund for a history chair, because of her commitment for 50 years at Brentwood Academy, investing in teaching history to our students. So that's one giving opportunity as an example for an endowment gift. And again, then there are the planned giving thoughts, where those who want to take the long view and may be more passionate about securing the mission, vision, values of Brentwood Academy for generations to come.
And then also opportunities that are offered for matching gifts.
Yes, we love when our families avail themselves. First of all, they're generous to give a gift, but many of their employers will do a matching gift to whatever they give to Brentwood Academy. And that's a growing list. You can always see in our annual impact report, our next one will be coming out in September, of all the different businesses who match the employees' giving, many times dollar for dollar.
And a lot of people may not realize that their company does that. So it's a great question to ask, and they might be surprised. And just the fact that that easily doubles your dollar is a great thing that those companies do. Tell me about the work between the development office and our Brentwood Academy Parents Association, which is second to none. They're incredible. And just kind of that relationship with you guys and BAPA.
Well, the Brentwood Academy Parents Association, they're really self-selected biggest fans of Brentwood Academy. These are the parents, and I say parents, it's not just the mothers. Brendan Waymire, I can't see you, but you're out there, and Zach Watson is a member of our BAPA board. But every parent at Brentwood Academy are members of our parent association, and it's about a partnership. It's about listening to them, making connections. They help us be so much better by the programs that they do. We celebrate our seniors well. We have wonderful activities during the senior year, during the middle school years, that wouldn't be possible without our parent association. And they work tirelessly for their volunteer hours, but also financially. We just had a barn bash with a wonderful show of generosity from our parents, and that will take care of not only the operations of the parent association, but then also they want to make an investment to make Brentwood Academy better. So we'll be having conversations with them and discussing ways that they can make that investment from their hard work this year.
They're such a vital part of really everything that we do. Their fingerprints touch everything at Brentwood Academy, as it should. We love our parents association. They do such a great job. Let's look a little bit toward the future, which we're all very excited about. The Forward in Faith vision of kind of updating us and telling us about some incredible, when we talk about legacy giving, this is where someone could really step in and be a part of the future of Brentwood Academy.
Absolutely, Jennifer. Every organization strong like Brentwood Academy has one hand on the wheel for today and an eye on tomorrow. And that's when we do our strategic planning, our board of trustees and others. And then coming out of our strategic planning is our master plan for our campus. Our master plan involves the long view future for facilities and different areas in the campus that will help us facilitate our mission better. So Forward in Faith is the name for the current phase and even the previous phase of our master plan. So over the past year, we were able to do a complete renovation of the fitness center in The Rock, and our students and families and our alums are enjoying the work in there. We have two wonderful strength and conditioning coaches with Kirsten Biggers and Scotty Reel in there with our students. And so that was our first phase. And in that phase also, a lot of generous giving helped us to do our design work for some next steps on that master plan. And that design work involves the Bill and Beth Brown Center for Academics and Student Life. So that'll be a 52,000 square foot building where Virginia Way enters our campus. Right now, there's not a road there. And our next step toward that will be a new entrance that'll be traffic controlled. We'll add the most coveted things, parking spaces.
Parking. And all the parents said, hallelujah.
Parking and traffic controlled exit. But then the most special part of this next phase will be Brentwood Academy's first chapel. Mm-hmm. And this will be an outward expression of the inward values of a Christ-centered mission. And our chapel will be enclosed. It'll be over near the middle school building. It's going to be a beautiful glass structure that will be a light, and it will be a light to the Middle Tennessee area. So our next step in our master plan involves that chapel. It involves an entrance to the campus, a traffic-controlled exit, and those 60 parking spaces. And then beyond that, we will look to the Bill and Beth Brown Center for Academics and Student Life. But wait, there's more. There's more on the master plan. Beyond that, we have a new tennis facility that will be on the north end of our campus. We even have some approval for covering a roof overhead for some of those tennis facilities down in the longer future. We have plans on that master plan for a new performing arts center, for a new multipurpose center that would have a gym, more seating. If you've been to a Brentwood Academy playoff basketball game, you've probably thought about that once or twice. But all those are part of our long-range master plan as we focus on today, but also build for tomorrow.
So whether it's athletics, fine arts, academics, this master plan is going to touch and improve every aspect of Brentwood Academy.
And that's been by design, and that's been a very thoughtful approach over several years. And we're excited to have gotten started with that. And we look forward to what's next.
Yeah. As a parent, what are you most excited about when you look at the plan? You've got all the inside scoop on what everything's going to be and look at. What are you personally most excited about?
Well, as Mary Virginia starts to drive, I think probably the exit out of campus.
Traffic light.
Yeah, I'm teasing about that. I'm most excited in the near term about our chapel.
Me too.
To make that commitment. We're a decidedly Christ-centered school. Mm-hmm. And to have that physical representation here on our campus, I have friends at Brentwood Academy, parents who didn't know we were a Christ-centered school until they toured, and they basically live across the street.
It happens all the time.
All the time. But we're going to have that statement of who we are. I'm really involved on Friday mornings with our Brentwood Academy dads, and I just see us when it's wintertime, instead of taking space in the fine arts lobby, we'll be there in the Brentwood Academy chapel. We have very active mom's Bible studies. We have opportunities. Our students have worship nights where they could be there doing that on campus. So it's the chapel is the next thing that has my eye.
It's going to be a special thing, that's for sure. What do people need to know about giving specifically to Forward in Faith?
I think the most important thing is to reach out so we can have a conversation. It's time. It's our time to keep moving forward. We're moving forward in faith. And I would just ask anyone who, if something here with the chapel, with that outward expression resonates with you, or the next phase for our entrance and our parking, or even moving toward the Brown Center, it's going to take all of us. And I know, and I'm fully confident, back to that verse from Chronicles from the beginning, everything in the heavens and earth is His, and He has given it to us. And God loves the mission and ministry of Brentwood Academy. So we want to have a conversation. I think that's the most important thing. I would ask anybody listening or watching to just be thoughtful and prayerful. We are all blessed richly. And the question is where is God directing our hearts to make an investment from the blessings that we have through biblical generosity? And as we know, when we give, we're really the beneficiary of the greatest blessing is the giver.